Karen Arle is a marketing and mindset coach and founder of Webstar Web Design. Today, she's diving into something a lot of businesses don't want to admit, the AI productivity trap. From Dabble Mode subscriptions to wasted credits, Karen's seen where it all goes wrong, and she's sharing exactly how business owners can shortcut the learning curve and start getting real, practical value from AI. Hi, Karen. It's all about navigating the pros and cons, isn't it?
It 100% is.
The explosion of AI is clear, and it's proven useful in a lot of ways. But what's this we're hearing about the AI productivity trap?
So AI has actually created this illusion of productivity, but unfortunately it's actually no different from every other technological innovation and advancement that we've ever experienced in our lives. So I think we're both old enough now, Deb. We've seen a few things come through, but do you remember the first home computer?
Yes.
Do you remember, I remember my father sitting for literally hours, sitting at nights, chatting to one of my uncles who was quite technically minded at the time, and he'd be on the dial-up internet and then on another phone line talking to my uncle, trying to get the computer to load up properly, trying to access the internet for the first time. So there was this learning period, and that's what we're now going through with AI. It was the same when the microwave was first invented, the first ever smartphone came out, and when social media first exploded. So some people jumped onto the bandwagon early on. I'll say that again. Some people jumped onto the bandwagon early, while others just took a little bit longer to finally feel comfortable with this new technology. Some people deep dive in, embrace it, and others just sit on the outskirts and dabble. And then others refuse to engage in with it at all. But eventually most people will come around and become comfortable using these technologies just in their everyday lives. And now it's just becomes just sort of second nature. So when was the last time you consciously thought about how your car engine actually works? You get in and just drive, right?
Why do you think so many businesses are still struggling to get real value from AI?
People need to realize that AI arrived with this big, beautiful promise of making our lives easier. It just doesn't feel easy yet. It's just still in that unfamiliar phase. Like every other technological advancement before it, we're actually going through this big, massive learning curve. For many of us, we're still dabbling. We're just playing with it like it's a toy. We're just creating some, you know, unrealistic selfies and having it edit some, you know, text in an email. You've got to remember, unlike previous technological advancements like the washing machine, the coffee maker, and X-ray, it was just us learning about how to use them. Now with AI, we also need to allow it to learn from us. Unlike before, this massive learning curve is actually going both ways. So now, many business owners and their staff are getting bogged down in dabble mode. They're signing up for the multiple AI subscriptions, they're chewing up credits on silly tasks, and not actually getting to the implementation and testing phases required to go from being busy to being productive.
So what's the smartest way for business owners and their staff to shorten that learning curve and the financial cost of onboarding to start getting real value from AI?
I've already mentioned this before in previous interviews here. Firstly, stop trying to learn everything. Second one is pick one problem in your business at a time, solve it, and then move on to the next highest priority problem. And treat AI like it's a new employee. Be prepared to onboard it properly with effective prompts so it can actually do its job properly. And then there is the usability and cost checks to ensure that you aren't pursuing a time-wasting and expensive path. So here's a few tips. Check with your current staff and your team which AI tools they already feel comfortable with using. Be prepared to provide training to shorten their learning curves. Secondly, check if your current software already supports AI. So for example, Microsoft has Copilot, Google Workspace has Gemini, Zoom can take notes. There's a whole bunch of them. Why pay for another tool if you don't already need to? We've got one available to you. Number three, check any new AI tools have the right integrations to actually solve your most highest priority problems. So, for example, does it need to talk to Xero or MyOb to do some kind of accounting or invoicing thing for you? Or does it need to you connect your email to your CRM or something like that? Check that before paying for it. Another one is to check the pricing of the monthly subscription and any additional AI credits that you may need to purchase. You want to compare this to how much money and time it currently costs you to actually execute that task and calculate if it's worth it or if you need to find a more cost-effective tool. This is where the leveraging free tools and free demos is really great. Anybody offering a 7-day or 14-day free trial period is really effective here. At least it gives you the opportunity to test to see if that tool is correct for you. And then ask around. Join online communities where you can ask questions and learn from others. There are heaps on Facebook. There's heaps on meetups and Reddit communities where you can actually compare the tools, read others' reviews, and get prompt ideas that have worked for other people. And then be savvy. Selecting the right AI tools is a bit like selecting the right employee.
If every business owner listening today only remembered one takeaway about AI, what would you want it to be?
Don't focus on learning AI. Focus on it solving your problems. So the business is getting the best results are not those that are using AI the most. It's the ones that are using it with an actual purpose. They're not overcapitalizing on expensive or multiple tools. They're actually starting with the problem and then they're making sure that AI is helping them solve it well. And then they go back and check what has that cost in both time and money. And then from there, building upon it to see if you need to make any adjustments. That's how you avoid the AI cost and productivity trap.
That's a great reminder from Karen Arl, marketing and mindset coach and founder of Webstar Web Design. Stop trying to learn everything about AI and focus on solving one problem at a time. Treat it like onboarding a new employee, check your costs and build from there. Smart, practical advice for any business owner feeling overwhelmed by AI. Thanks so much for joining us, Karen, marketing and mindset coach from Webstar Web Design.